I have one question about that movie. Why'd The Rock put his shirt back on that one time?
Yeah, that's the only question. Because otherwise, you just could be sitting there forever. Like, why did that guy have the broken glasses and then not get new glasses? Why does he have glasses in a place that's known for technological upgrades? Couldn't they get some LASIK on that guy?
Never wanted it.
I never wanted this life.
I never wanted it to be this way.
Well, welcome to Sit Sock, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
It's a pretty chill Sit Sock today.
Yeah, it's actually quite warm.
Not a lot of people in this one.
Just the usual number.
Just no. Actually, is it not? Is it usual if it hasn't been that way for a while?
We've done like three of them here.
Okay, that seems like forever.
We've done 189 of the other ones. Kyle's making lewd hand gestures.
It's not lewd. It's rude.
It's rude.
It's crude.
Getting crude with the food.
So what's new, Kendrick?
Oh, let's see now. My legs hurt.
Your butt also just hurt a second ago.
My glutes. Not to my butt. My glutes.
Kendrick, you heard it here. Kendrick's
butt. We watched Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw.
Which
we watched this weekend.
Is fucking amazing.
You know, let's just sit down and maybe talk about the Fast and the Furious franchise for a little bit.
Because you talk about that, because I got nothing to say.
Well, I mean, you've never seen the first one, right?
I've never seen any of them.
I've seen one. Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, but that's Fast and Furious Presents.
Yeah. That's like Star Wars, a Star Wars story. Like Han Solo, a Star Wars story.
I mean,
sure. So
it's exactly what it is, but better.
Fast and the Furious, originally, if you've never heard of it, I feel sorry for you just a little bit in terms of, like, you should probably watch it because the first one is pretty iconic for what it was doing at the time.
Which is what exactly?
It's a movie about people who were racing cars on the streets, like drag racing on the streets with really souped up cars.
People on the street.
And for some reason, basically the first movie spawned because people were really, really, really into these kinds of cars, like back in the 90s and stuff like that. Is
way
ricers, and it was what they call them because they were like Asian cars that you would pimp out. And like just these kind of like, I don't know, like the Lancer is the one I remember. Mitsubishi Lancer was like one of the best ones ever. It was like a crazy car people wanted. And so they made this movie as kind of like car porn. But they integrated some kind of weird story into it, which was, you know, there's a guy who's played by Paul Walker, who's an undercover cop trying to get into the Toretto gang and get in, you know, in so he can, like, bust him. And that's the story. They end up finding out he's a cop, but he has to save somebody, and all this stuff happens and stuff.
I have no concept of this. I know Vin Diesel's in it.
Yes, so that's Vin Diesel's Toretto. Toretto is the main character in all the Fast and Furious movies besides Hobbs and Shaw, which isn't really, again,
they're
Fast
not
and
the main Furious characters.
Movie. Yeah. Paul Walker is the other main character in the movie. Except for Toretto isn't in the second movie, which is weird. So the second movie takes place in Miami, and it's Paul Walker on a different mission. He's made friends with Tyrese, who's in Miami, and now Tyrese and him race around and do stuff. And they end up, in the very end of the movie, they end up driving a car off of a dock into a boat. And that's how they capture the bad guy.
Wow.
So those are the first two, but they're not really they're kind of becoming more of what they're supposed to be, what they are now, which is more of an action films, but they're still just car porn. Like, it's all just like people wanted to see cars and races and stuff like that. The third one is about a young high schooler who gets in trouble for driving a truck through a construction or home construction area. That's gets good. Sent to live with his dad in Tokyo, where he learns how to drift, or Tokyo Drift, as the movie is called.
Is it specifically called Tokyo Drifting?
No, I don't know.
It's just regular
drifting. Maybe that's what it is.
It's just regular drifting.
This regular guy, and Paul Walker and Vin Diesel and them aren't in this movie. And Vin Diesel's in it at the very, very, very end, but
at the very, very,
it's like
very
this cameo of more than anything. But they meet this guy named Han, who a lot of people call the Tokyo Jesus, because he's like this kind of Jesus-y character in the movie who teaches the kid how to drift. And then, you know, spoilers ahead, he ends up getting killed halfway through the movie by, at the end of the movie? In the middle of the movie. And the main character has to, like, believe in himself to beat this guy named DK, which stands for Drift King. And that's how he wins the hearts and souls of Tokyo.
He gets killed.
No, Drift King doesn't get killed.
No. Jesus gets killed.
Yeah, Jesus gets killed.
He gets killed by...
But that's the tricky part, is that they made the fourth movie. So that was it for a while. And then they came out with Fast 4, I think.
Yeah.
And Fast 4...
Four-year transfer.
Brought back Paul Walker and Vin Diesel that hadn't been in the movies for a while. And was this whole like action movie heist thing where Vin Diesel's character was trying to get to do something in like Brazil, and then The Rock comes in and is trying to take him out, and they like blah 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 blah.
And then Vin Diesel and The Rock are in the same movie, which is always kind of awkward.
Yeah, that actually might not be the fourth one, but
who remembers?
But basically, from four on, they start to get crazy. Like it's all just action movies. Yeah, well, they start to because they start doing stuff like the iconic, well, sorry, not iconic, the quintessential like crazy shit that is like driving a Lamborghini off. Like through one 60-story tower into another tower that's also 60 stories.
And then a helicopter.
Yeah. Or like dragging a safe around Seattle and like it's a.
Like a pair of Dodge Defenders?
Yeah, a pair of Dodge Defenders. Or doing like a heist in like a train heist. It's like just all this crazy stuff. Like they're all criminals now and they're all trying to do these crazy things and it just turns into crazy car action porn.
Crazy car action porn.
Yeah, because you don't really have... You have the nice cars still, but a lot of it is, like, specially designed cars to do really crazy things. So, like, what would a car look like if a car could drive through, a 2-foot-thick brick wall? And then they build that car. And then they do the thing that they just built it to do. And it's like, cool. That's awesome. But, so at the end of the fourth movie or the end of the fifth movie, I'm not sure yet, you figure out that DK... Or not DK, sorry. Tokyo Jesus Han was killed by Jason Statham, whose character's name is... Deckard Shaw.
Not even the character, but actually Jason Statham.
Jason Statham's brother, who is something Shaw, I don't remember, he's a bad guy, was killed
George Bernard?
I don't know. Is that who it was?
No.
Okay.
That's another
movie. Was killed in the end of the fourth or fifth movie, wherever this one was. And so Deckard Shaw got vengeance on Vin Diesel by killing one of his friends. And then...
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. And then... it just gets crazy. Because at one point... Deckard Shaw has to help The Rock's character save Vin Diesel's baby, who is had by Michelle Rodriguez, who died in one of the movies, who's now amnesia, who's turned into a super killer, super agent, who doesn't remember until Vin Diesel saves her by jumping across a bridge to save her from a car wreck. Yeah. Suffice to say, they're cool.
The plot... They gave up on the plot. Just sort of stuff happens.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you'd actually have to put a decent amount of thought into some of the stuff that happens in these plots, because you're like, there's a character we forgot about, guys. Now we have to work that story into this entire thing. Like, go back through. And they have pretty decent, what is it called? Where you have...
continuity?
Is that... I don't know, maybe.
I'm just saying the words.
They have like, people who do it for books. Like, Dresden Files has people, like, they're basically, like... storyline experts, like they will be like, okay, I'm about to write this. Is this gonna make sense? Because I don't remember necessarily everything I've ever written. Would this contradict with anything? Yeah, I don't know what they're called either. But there's
a show Bible.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to that.
TV show, and you have multiple writers that all have to read the show Bible, mm-hmm. which tells you like
what character.
Malcolm Reynolds must always blah. Mm-hmm. Malcolm Reynolds must never blah. Like, so then you have consistent characters. Yeah. And there may not even be things that you'd ever want to tell people, but.
Yeah. But yeah, so like I wonder, because they have a lot of crazy stuff and people that come back. And then Hobbs and Shaw, I mean, first of all, Hobbs and Shaw was a pretty crazy movie. If you like
action,
yeah, if you like action movies, I think it's worth the shot.
It has some of the best worst lines I've ever seen in a movie mm-hmm. in my life. And then they hit cars into other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the helicopter scene was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was giggling like a child the entire time. The inexplicable need to introduce a haka was great. The guns, stopping guns from working for 7 minutes was just totally stupid.
That's pretty clever, I thought.
It was very clever. But
not
it was like
clever,
what?
But it was like...
Oh, it was one of those, like, you could see they started at the end and worked their way back. And they're like, we need to have a bunch of big Samoan dudes beating the shit out of all the Spec Ops guys. How do we do that? Oh, we gotta get their guns to stop working. Okay, well, why do we? And then you just kind of work your way back, and then just write the plot back.
You know, that's a good point, because a lot of the stuff where they're like, "Oh, we have to like," why, you're in the middle of the movie, you're like, "Why the fuck are the guns like activated or not?" Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, if you really wanted to, the guns have to be activated to be shot by this special tech company that's trying to like take over the world.
And for some reason, it uses satellites.
You'd think that it would like just be a chip in their hand, not in like a glove they have to wear.
Yeah, you mean the people that are doing the tech upgrades to their bodies don't want to put tech upgrades in their hands? Yeah, no, I think...
but I mean, we're picking apart a movie that was never meant to be picked apart.
This is one of those things where it's like, I have one question about that movie. Why did The Rock put his shirt back on that one time?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only question. Because otherwise, you just could be sitting there forever. Like, why did that guy have the broken glasses and then not get new glasses? Why does he have glasses in a place that's known for technological upgrades? Couldn't they get some LASIK on that guy? Like, there's,
like
there's nothing.
Time travel in Doctor Who. You just don't watch it to ask questions.
Don't do that.
But yeah, I mean, it was it was cool. I definitely think it was one movie that benefited from being seen in theaters because it was
explosions,
flashy and stuff. And there's actually we're watching a thing that was kind of an overview of all the Fast and Furious movies because Amy's also never seen them. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, treat it like an anime franchise where you don't really get into it till like the third or fourth season, but then when you do, it's like really good. And then he also created a drinking game for Fast and Furious. God. And one of them was every time The Rock says something absolutely stupid, like one of his one-liners, you have to take a drink. Another one was anytime Dominic Toretto, who's Vin Diesel's character, mentions family. Because you could tell, like, there was no Dom Toretto in that movie, but you could tell how much family was being pushed into it because it's Fast and the Furious. Like, yeah. Because, like, the Jason...
I don't have any friends. Yeah. I have family.
Yeah, right? And then he's like, you gotta do this because of family, like, because he needs to rescue his sister or see his mom again or something. And it was kind of funny.
And that's why they went back to Samoa.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense.
Family is the safest place. It was off the map.
Yeah. Except
actually,
it's on the map, and they found them immediately.
Where Samoa is.
It's in the Pacific Islands.
Okay, but it's not, like, Hawaii. It's just somewhere in the Pacific
Islands. No, I think it's more west.
Okay.
I'm going to look now.
So
I'm not driving.
That was another thing. And the other one was whenever they inexplicably just show girls' butts for like a while. That didn't happen too much in Hobbs and Shaw.
Not as much butts on
But that. Like in the first like four or five movies, it was just like they would show like really hot girls just walking around a lot.
Yeah, for like no real reason.
Yeah. And you're like, okay. Cool.
Okay, so Samoa is basically right between Hawaii and New Zealand.
So, that's Hawaii, that's New Zealand, that's Samoa. Very, very remote.
Seriously? No joke.
Out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
How did those Spec Ops guys get out there?
Airplanes.
Thousands of helicopters.
Which is also how everyone got there. I loved... Okay, this is my one... The
level of detail they put into, like, them going through the airport, and then they were in Russia, and then suddenly Samoa.
Yeah.
The opposite side of the planet.
They're just like,
MPD, Kevin Hart fixed this for us, fine.
See, that was interesting, because Ryan Reynolds is in this movie, too.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
Didn't expect that.
They didn't show any previews with Ryan Reynolds or Kevin Hart's characters. But, like, I don't know exactly why Ryan Reynolds decided he wanted to be in there, but Kevin Hart has been in movies with both of those guys before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, Kevin Hart being in there could be cool. It's like they're trying to rebuild the Fast Gang, which is like always these like core people, which is Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, Tyrese, Ludacris, and like one or two other people that kind of cycle through.
No.
And if they had their own kind of Hobbs and Shaw-y gang, where it's like
that'd be funny.
Hobbs' sister, Shaw, or sorry, Hobbs, Shaw's sister, Kevin Hart, you know,
Kevin
and
Hart,
Ryan Reynolds.
But Kevin Hart was such a Deus Ex Machina character for like no reason. You could tell that was one of those like, well, shit, we got to get from Russia to Samoa. Now we have to the Samoan plotline.
Good thing we met this.
We don't have any budget for another airplane scene. fuck it. Kevin, what are you doing?
You talked about the airport scene, and I thought that was funny because I didn't realize what it said until he said it out loud.
Yes,
I was like,
right?
Michael Cuxmall. And then... Because it shows it.
Yeah.
And it's seeing it doesn't sound the same as if you say it.
It's COX.
But basically... there's a part where Jason Statham's character gets them new identities because they've been framed for something and have
because
to travel.
They're being framed by all of the media together and all of the world governments together for some reason.
Well, not the world governments because CIA was still working
yeah.
with
CIA
them.
Was,
right?
CIA was still aware, but for whatever reason, the media was all about it. And then they decided to fly commercial.
Because that would be the last place anybody would look for them or something like that.
Right. Except the opposite, but whatever.
And so he comes up with these identities, and he names The Rock's character Michael Oxmall, and then he says it out loud at one point, and it's like, McOxmall.
Yeah.
And he's like, God damn it. I just
Well, the guy reading it's like, Mike Coxmall. And then he's like, God, I like to go by Michael. Like, those kinds of lines, and then he gets searched, but gets away with it.
Yeah, somehow.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter why. He just gets on the plane anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely pointless scene.
Because he can't
scene.
Break up the team there.
totally pointless scene.
I did,
wouldn't miss it for the
there
world.
There was some kind of interesting parts. So if you ever watch, like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of hard to watch sometimes for me because...
Cringe.
I don't like them arguing for, like, solid periods of time.
Which is most of what Always Sunny is.
Yeah, which sucks because then you can never really enjoy all the weird shit that happens because you're too busy hating them arguing all the time. But they did some scenes in this movie where Hobbs and Shaw were, like, bickering. And so, some of it, I don't know. I didn't think it was, like, perfect, but I thought a lot of it was
very
pretty,
well done.
Pretty funny.
The dick measuring was great.
And you're kind of like, what am I watching right now? They're just arguing. And then it's kind of the little goes on for too long and then it's funny again kind of humor because you're like, jeez.
They kind of went out of hand.
Yeah.
Went out of hand.
So, yeah, I mean, go see it. If you haven't seen the Fast and Furious movies, I definitely feel like you should go binge them. I don't know where they're at, though, so that's
no
problem.
Clue, but I definitely think you should go see Hobbs and Shaw in theaters.
Yeah.
Worth it. I've been telling everyone.
I hope they do
I think
more.
I've personally told more people than this podcast will reach.
Whoa.
Like both.
Look at you.
Both people.
Both of them. All two.
I should stop kicking that. That's probably really not.
Bong. Bong. All right, well, that's our Hobbs and Shaw review.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Do you want to talk about anything else? You done?
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm already on vacation mode.
Yeah, you're. Yeah, I'm kind of in full-on firefighter mode. Like, since I sat down, I got a bunch of people asking questions, and none of it's super pressing, but I can't concentrate.
Kendrick's going to go work. I'm going to go to Disney World.
You're going to go fuck off.
Yeah.
And make a lightsaber.
Build a fucking lightsaber.
Which is what the next podcast is going to be about.
Uh-huh.
Is you waving around your lightsaber. And I'll put to God that you're doing it with your pants on.
Ting pong. Like, hitting the thing.
Yeah,
it's not... I don't call that a lightsaber anymore. Yeah. It doesn't glow. Doesn't go with the childhood.
So you stopped using that ointment then? Doesn't glow anymore?
Good. Yeah, that's better than what I was going to say. No more ointment. No more shiny ointment.
Gross.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. And like, comment, subscribe.
We'll
go see Hobbs and Shaw. Go watch all the Fast and the Furious movies and tell me how bad they are.
I'll do it. I'll let you know. Bye.